Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Normally we have show meetings where we sit down and go like, hey, there's all these stories we never talk about on the show, mm-hmm. like news stories or whatever. And we just don't, like, why don't we never, and we sat down and we're like, well, why don't we do news or nope?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, it's an idea for a new thing on the show that will just recur whenever, like, and now we just do it like a couple times a day where it's like, here's the news or maybe nope kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there hasn't been a lot. Yep. That's what I was just going to say.
It's just like, because I'm so disconnected, almost everything's news to me. I'm like, what? President Carter!
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So no such meeting was had about the new feature that's starting right now.
New feature? No.
Oh, what?
New feature?
Man, I'm nervous.
Why? Why no meeting? That's
yeah.
Okay. Well, because I think you guys probably veto it. Well, you wouldn't, Hack, but I think Aaron would veto it. I'm workshopping some theme songs. What do you think of this one? I want to call it The Blog of Bidet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's my bidet blog. Now, yeah. It's important to me that you know that I workshopped the title a little bit. I was like, logbook felt weird.
I like that.
What about bidet by day? Slacker's
journey. Oh, my gosh. This is why we should add a meeting. Okay. This is why we should add a meeting. Bidet by day.
Yeah.
I was going to call it bidiary.
That's good.
I'm leaning towards logbook, though, because I got the darkest.
I really like that.
This is my logbook. So last night I got home.
Yes.
And I did something I thought I would never do.
You sent us a picture of your toilet.
Yes, I went into my bathroom and I took a picture of my toilet and I sent it to Tiak and Aaron. Yeah. And I'm like,
and
what?
And we noticed first off, hey, he's not passed out on it. Wow. That's new.
Oh my God, I don't. Can I tell you how long it took me to set up that photo?
No.
I was wondering because the trash can was like perfectly in the corner.
That's where that goes.
Okay.
It's there. It'd be better. You can do the way it was sideways.
Was
it? Oh.
Well, no, I figured it would have been facing because it looks like it has one of those sensor things.
No, it's just a pedal. You have to push it.
Oh, okay.
The problem is like the first picture I took, there's on the windowsill behind my toilet, there's a can of like Glade air freshener. And I'm like, well, that implies you smell bad when you poop. And I don't. I have that in there for anyone else who smells bad when they poop.
I see.
You know how you like your own brand?
Sure.
Like, I'm a big
fan.
You
don't even have the thing in the photo.
I know. The second picture, then I took it lower so you can't see the windowsill.
Oh my goodness.
See, okay. But you were right.
That's such a fancy handle, too.
I know. On the bidet?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Or no, on the actual toilet. It looks like.
Oh, is that toilet one of the ones that's on top that you pull
up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aaron's kind of proving your point, though. She was analyzing the photo. That's
right. So if the Glade had been in there, she's like, how bad is your poop stink? Yeah. I'm like, you'll find out with logbook tomorrow. And then another picture I took behind the cat trash can was my plunger. And I'm like, you just don't want that in the photo.
They're normal bathroom things.
I know, but it's just like, again, you've got the air freshener and the thing, just like, geez, what's this guy doing in there?
Your plunger, if it's too ratty looking, it's like, he's really been using that thing.
I kind of like the new black plungers because they're just kind of a fashion accessory.
Yeah.
But like, I have one of the old school, like copper, you know what I mean?
With the wood
that
handle.
Color. And it's just like,
definitely also looking in the reflection of the toilet. Or like your feet,
that's what I knew. If you're going to send a picture to Aaron,
I'm going to zoom in on everything.
So
today's
logbook is I sent a picture and then first off, I didn't have, don't know how to say this. There's really only one way to say it. I didn't have one in the chamber last night.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? I'm not just gonna, you know what I mean?
For the first one, you can definitely do that going forward.
But I'm just not, I just go sit on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? No. You're, no.
Okay. Well, we're not, okay.
You can get things moving that way.
So I did, then I'm just staring at it and I texted you guys. I'm like, I'm afraid. And then I think Aaron was like, you got this. And that was the last of our communication.
I said, you got it, buddy.
You got it, buddy. There you go. So then I retired. What?
I responded.
I don't remember.
I said, welcome to the rest of your life or something.
She's a beaut. Welcome to the rest of your life.
Okay, yeah. There you go. So then I went out and I watched the Avicii documentary on Netflix.
Okay.
Which, great, if you're into Avicii or into songwriting stuff, it was a great documentary, loved it. And the last 10 minutes are just, you're just annihilated because obviously he's not with us anymore, blah, blah, blah. And I went and I got in bed and I was just inconsolable and sad.
Aww.
And I'm like, tomorrow's logbook is not going to be good because I didn't do anything, nothing happened. So, tears in eyes, I got up and I shot water up my butt. I did not drop any children off at the pool.
You just did it for fun.
You persevered. You gritted your teeth.
Did
what needed to be done.
It was surprising. I think I'm really going to like it.
Yes, I know you are. Everyone will.
It's so weird. It's not as cold as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because you assume with it's winter weather, it's going to be colder.
Uh-huh.
It's going to sting a little bit on the old, but it's not bad. And
okay.
And then I made the mistake of using toilet paper. Then it's just like, because I was like, I want to dry the area. And it's like, it's so wet.
Right. You got it. Yeah.
You should really just have a towel in there.
You should.
I'm thinking about hitting Costco and buying some chamois.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Go with the brown.
Well, I'm on a towel search. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what towels I get on tomorrow's edition of Logbook or Bidet.
By day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.